Tinseltown is back coming up. It starts at 4 o'clock and ends at 8. It's your traditional downtown Christmas type of event, holiday event. We have a Christmas parade. Santa will be in town. So were you good this year, Walt?
I think it was pretty good.
Well,
I don't
you might
know.
Come visit Santa.
I don't know. It is my birthday weekend, this coming weekend.
Oh,
so I should maybe come by and see. But so what goes on with, I mean, obviously there's a lot of community activity.
Yeah, there's so much stuff going on. A lot of the businesses will be having specials going on. It's kind of like a moment you can go shopping, get those last minute gifts, see what Negaunee has to offer. We have lots of different events going on, like Campfire Coffee will be having s'mores. There'll be some miniature horse rides downtown, tractor rides. Rides. Our Gingerbread Lane is back as well. So there's lots of fun, lots of festivity going on.
Very good. Now, this is something I know that was relatively like a new thing, but this is kind of in line with a lot of what you're trying to do in Negaunee, is to give people activities to the residents to come and check out, but also people to come and see, especially some of the updates you've had in the city.
Absolutely. We've put a lot of investment in our downtown, attracting businesses, expanding businesses, and it's time to showcase our community, and hopefully people love what they see.
You know, this has been something that I've talked with you a lot about, and it's in particular in the wintertime, you have an opportunity to really kind of dress up the city with some of the decor and everything for the holidays. And what's kind of the response been that you've heard?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people do like the lights. I mean, it's kind of a tradition everywhere you go, houses, especially the downtown. And we're just kind of in a unique position because we have such a small downtown. We can make it really nice and cozy and kind of get that Hallmark moment.
And if people want to find out more about that and all the other things going on, you have your website up and running and people can go there, which is?
It's NegaunneeDDA.com, or they can follow us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Nate, I wanted to ask you about this effort that is going on in Negaunee to help shape the future, and what the feel of Negaunee is about with this committee. Tell me about what is it, the heart of the, what is the community, or what is the committee and what are they doing?
Yeah. So this committee is called the Community Heart and Soul Committee.
Yes.
Excuse me. And that committee is made up of 5 members, and they're going to be a steering committee to help facilitate what we're doing here. And so this is a national-wide organization that works to try to get more qualitative information. That means like sitting down with people, hearing mm-hmm. their stories, hearing their concerns, and kind of removing the government from that, because sometimes there can be some kind of a rub there, you know. So more feedback, more honest feedback, more information coming in. Then that information will be gathered, and then we'll turn it into a report, and then we'll see what we can extract from that to see what we can do to make the community better.
So what is in the works with that? Will there be some opportunities for people to talk to these committee members? Are there some more organized get-togethers? What's happening?
Absolutely. So this will take probably a year, maybe a little over a year. Their steering committee is going to help find other folks and pinpoint other groups. So it'll be church groups, schools, service groups, different clubs, folks throughout the entire community in Negaunee to hear their stories, hear their concerns, and hopefully we can address some of those things.
Are these groups that maybe aren't usually come forward as stakeholders in like a strategic planning process? Are you looking for something like that?
Some of them do. You know, it depends on how you try to employ planning commission type stuff or master
right.
plans.
Right.
And really, it's kind of almost a half-hearted attempt. Most of the time, you try to get people to come out, but people don't want to. So we got to go to where they're at, and we got to make them feel comfortable, and we got to talk to them one-on-one. If that's going to their church or having a specific meeting set up to talk to them. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do, to try to just drive a little bit more information out of folks.
And then out of that comes a report and something that goes to the city, and off you go.
Absolutely. There'll be some recommendations. Our hope is we can maybe change our master plan a little bit, or a public participation plan, or other plans that we may have that help us shape the community.
Yeah, that was I wanted to ask that. Was this particular committee going to be looking at setting forth new ideas, or are they kind of evaluating what's in place and how it's working to help shape that?
I think we're going to do a little of both. So we're going to see, we're kind of like taking the temperature.
Okay.
Where are we at now? How are we doing as a community? And then what are some other areas that we're maybe lacking on, or we're missing? We're missing pieces potentially, or somebody got left behind. We're not hearing the whole picture. We can't do everything, of course, mm-hmm. but at least we can hear, we can understand, and we can see if it can be part of it.